Welcome, welcome, welcome to Royal Wednesdays. This is Angel, and I want to say good morning to everybody. I want to say thank you to all my new listeners and followers, and I also want to say for the ones that sending me emails and, you know, sending me words of encouragement and praying for me while I was just taking this little break, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate you for the prayers. I appreciate you for all your support, and I appreciate you for the ones that came to all the events. So I've been kind of busy all this week, kind of going and doing school and different things like that. So, you know, I graduate again the end of the year. So I'm just preparing myself with studying, and then I'm having preaching assignments, and people are calling me left and right for different journeys. So other than that, I want to bring the scripture on today here. And this is my favorite scripture, but it's Isaiah 54:17. And it says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. With this scripture and passage here is letting you know that whatever the enemy may try to form against you, it will not prosper, as long as you're following the will of God and you're doing what thus says the Lord. So it shall not prosper against you. And then also, if it's someone that's speaking against you or speaking negatively or whatever about you, you know, whatever their words is basically not going to touch you. God is protecting you. God is keeping you. God is guiding you. He is leading you. He's protecting you. He's loving you. God is there for us in all, in our times of need, in our times of just, sometimes we can be stressing. Sometimes we can be concerned with a few things. Sometimes we just have things on our mind and just need to clear our head. God is our protector. He's our refuge. He is there. So definitely lean on him. Okay. Now, so I know we've been out for a while. So Resurrection Sunday passed. So now we end the Mother's Day weekend. So all the mothers, either you're soon to be, either you're a mother by support, you're a mother that's an actual mother either, or if you had a child or did not have a child, but you stepped in a mother's place, happy Mother's Day to you. For every mother, happy Mother's Day to you. And I pray that you all have a blessed weekend this weekend. Amen. So I love you. Stay encouraged. And please try to encourage these young ladies out here to be women. We have to be able to support one another, and we have to be over here to be there for these young ladies that's out here now. Amen. All right. So the first question on today, it says, how do you handle a double-minded person? Well, you know how the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Really, you're going to have to pray for that person. You can try to encourage them, but they're going to have a made-up mind to want to do right. And you can't make a person do right. You can try, but you really can't. You're going to do nothing but give yourself a headache. You can't make anybody do right. When they double-minded, one minute they this way, one minute they that way. You just have to pray to ask God to help their mind get regulated on them, on him. Help their mind get regulated. Help them, the person, to stay focused. Help them to make a decision to live right according to your will. God, guide them in the right direction. Lord, show them what's right and what's wrong. Show them, you know, reveal the truth to them. Stuff like that. We have to pray for them. So with a double-minded man, you know, you just be real with them. You be honest with them and keep it moving forward. But you definitely have to pray for them. But you're not going to be able to change them on your own. Okay. So all you can do is really pray and ask God to reveal themselves to them. And if that doesn't happen, you're going to have to distance yourself, because when a person is double-minded, they're unstable. So you definitely can't trust them. You can't rely on them. You can't do none of that. Okay. All right. So number two, this is mental illness month. Can mental illness be a spiritual attack? Yes. How should people deal with it? Okay. So with that, I will say, when it comes down to a spiritual attack against your mind, it can be very difficult, because a person can suffer from depression. It can be a generational curse that's attached to the family. Anytime, excuse me for, I had to make sure I said the right thing, but anytime that a person is going through mental illness or they're going under like a depression state, or they're insecure, or they've been abused or attacked, you kind of have to handle them with care. You first definitely have to pray before you even enter into their presence. Then you just have to have a listening ear. You know, the word of God tells us to carry each other's burdens, but we carry each other's burdens and we carry it to God. We don't hold their burdens. We don't walk around holding their burdens. No, we grab their burdens. We collect it, but we give it to God, and we helping them carry it to give it to God. So definitely make sure if you have a person that's suffering from mental illness, you know, some people do need medication because they're not equipped enough to handle or deal with that spiritual attack, because the spiritual attack is real. You have some people that are not strong enough, and when they're not strong enough, they don't have enough God in them. And what I mean that is God's word. You have to read God's word, you have to study God's word, and you have to quote God's word. It has to be embedded into your spirit. It has to be resonated in your heart, your mind, your spirit. Even when you want to, maybe, you know, some of the ones that were being through, and I'm gonna say for myself, when I wanted to commit suicide at one time, the enemy was trying to take over my mind. My mind was to me, in my, the way I was feeling was like 80% gone and 20% was still there. And I'm telling you, when it comes down to going through something, nobody really understands unless it's a person that been through something similar, because everybody have something different they've been through, but some of it could be similar situations, similar abuse, similar attacks, similar things in their life that can happen. So people go through different things and they handle it differently. You know, you have people that are surrounded by love, and then you have people that's not surrounded by love. So they handle things a little bit differently than a normal person would handle. So with that being said, being there for that person, as in praying for them, encouraging them, stuff like that, but don't allow them to continue to dump on you and you don't give it to God. You got to give it to God. And that's the problem when someone is basically taking the pain of another person. Okay. Now, when it comes down to, you know, a maybe more worse situation, when they don't have God on the inside, the enemy can just tear them down to this. It's like they're just basically flesh and bones. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, if you pray for that person, if you encourage them by the word of God, and you stand by their side, but the whole time you're praying, the whole time you're fasting for their behalf, you're interceding before them, you know, eventually all of a sudden you will see that it's changed for the better. So that's normally what happens. But yeah, to handle that, you definitely have to pray. Yeah, you definitely have to check on them often. You definitely have to basically almost be like a mom, you know, being nurturing to that person, not to the point where you're making them feel like a child, but you're basically pouring into them. But you have to know when to cut it off as well. Okay. Because sometimes you can get stuck out there and it's a little bit too far gone. Okay. But yes, this is, you know, Mental Illness Month, and we definitely have to take it seriously. You never know what someone may be going through, but we have to be able to, as Christian counselors, encourage, uplift, listen, you know, don't overtalk them. Don't act like you know everything or make their situation feel like it's less than or small than. Don't do that. That's not good. Okay. Third question, it says, sisterhood and brotherhood is not like it used to be. Why do you think? Well, I have to kind of do research when it comes down to sisterhood and brotherhood, because I only thought that was like with the Masons and all that stuff that I normally heard that with. But I mean, I understand the terminology you're trying to say when it comes down to people being sisters, be spiritual sisters, or, you know, you can have a actual sister, either or. But the respect to me in life have changed. People don't respect one another anymore. People don't have any values too much anymore. They don't really care. You know, it's so much jealousy around. Everybody want to be to the top, but nobody want to carry someone with them. Nobody want to pour into another person. Nobody wants to help. And to me, that's a problem. If we're going to say that we're going to be together as a as a family, and we're going to be friends, or we're going to support one another. If I have a program, you come to mine. If you have a program, I'm going to come to yours. Or we're going to send some people out there. We're going to, you know, post it and share it. This, that, the third. That's what being a sister is, supporting one another. You know, through our good times, through our bad times, through our hardest times, but then we still love each other. We still encourage each other. We still, you know, be there for one another. Even with the guys, same thing. You know, you if you're going through something, you need somebody by your side to say, you know, brother, look, don't give up. I know it's been difficult. I know it's been hard, but don't give up. God got you. And you need that type of sister around you. You don't need people to be constantly jealous, or they gossiping so much, or you know, you don't know nothing about them, but they know everything about you and all this other fool stuff. Like, it's not, the sisterhood and brotherhood is not the same. It's not the same. You know, back in the day, you know, if somebody died in the family, everybody in the neighborhood brought food and made sure the family didn't run out of toilet tissue, make sure the family, if they needed some money, they'll have their bills paying, you know, put some on the light bill, put some on the water bill, put something, you know, on the, you know, just support the family, you know, buy food and cook, and the family didn't have to worry about cooking. You know, the repast was covered by the neighborhood. Like, that's what it was about. They don't do that anymore. It's not like it used to be. Everybody is so selfish. Everybody is for themselves. Nobody is supporting one another. Support goes a long way. I mean, I had people that dropped off by the wayside when they find out that I'm a reverend. You know, they find out that I'm an elder. Oh, she thinks she's all that. She thinks she's better than this, and she thinks she's this, and she thinks she's that. At the end of the day, God had called me out. God, I didn't go to God and say, God, I want to preach. I want to be the head and not the tail. God, I want to be above and not believe. No, I ain't told God none of that. I just wanted to enjoy my life and live my best life, minding my own business and enjoying myself. That's all I want. God, I ain't want to be rich. I just want to have enough money where I can survive and have enough money where I can do what I want to do when I want to do it. That's all I want, Lord. I ain't got to be rich. I just want to have plenty. That's all I asked for. But at the end of the day, God was telling me that he was calling me to do something. When I was in the clubs and partying and hanging out, I mean, I was still ministering to people, and I didn't know it. I would end up being at the bar every time I would go out talking and encouraging somebody at the bar, drinking. Like, God would just snap me into encouraging somebody. Look, you got to want better for yourself. You can't look at yourself like that. You know, pick yourself up. You know, you can still walk from here. You can do this. I was encouraging people. I was out here evangelizing to people in a club. So I'm telling you, God called me. I didn't ask God to go nowhere. Trust me, I did not. If I can wear my mini skirts like I wanted to wear back in the day, I would be wearing my mini skirts and my mother be fussing all day. But at the end of the day, you know, as you get older, you get wiser and you get more mature. And I just want people to know, like, it's not what you think it is. Trust God. Trust me. Trust God. But, you know, you're going to have people that's going to be snakes. You're going to run into people that's going to be crooked, that's going to scandalize your name. So it's not, the respect level is not there anymore like it used to be. You know, and that's my opinion. The respect level is gone. You know, the support system is gone. It's not like it used to be. But I pray to God it'll get back right. I pray it'll get back right. But anyway, I want to say thank you all for listening. You all have a great rest of your day. Stay encouraged. And just know now God got you. And know, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So trust God in this season. Don't allow nobody to tear you down. You walk in faith. And you don't be weary. God bless you. I love you. Stay encouraged.